Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Over the past 16 months, the U.S. government and Federal Reserve Bank have taken several actions to hide or deflect attention from important financial information the American people need to know to protect their own finances. The most recent actions were disclosed December 17. The Fed announced it was changing the M1 definition of the money supply by adding amounts in savings accounts. Previously, savings accounts were not included until the M2 definition because such bank balances are not necessarily immediately available to account holders. The Fed also announced it would stop reporting weekly money supply data. Going forward, it will be released monthly. To further obscure this data, these reports will no longer identify the money supply as of a specific date. Instead, they will only disclose the average money supply over the previous month. There are several reasons why the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve are taking such actions to hide this financial data. If people could access accurate information, they would realize that 1. At least some large U.S. banks are in such dire financial straits that the Fed has injected multi-trillions of dollars of liquidity into the system over the past 16 months. 2. Government officials are skirting the requirements of the Dodd-Frank Act to not identify which banks are receiving financial aid or how much they are getting. 3. The federal government omits from its financial statements the nearly $100 trillion of net present value of unfunded liabilities for Social Security and Medicare. 4. Consumer expenditures, especially if you include tax payments, are rising much faster than we are being told. 5. The purchasing power of the U.S. dollar is dropping faster than before. And 6. By keeping investors and the general public in the dark, the government is quietly seizing America's wealth. Put together, the government is admitting that it and the American financial system are on the brink of a major financial catastrophe. Owning bullion-priced physical gold and silver to protect your finances are part of the solution. What else are you going to do about it? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.